Good morning and welcome back to Poverty with Amber,
Dylan,
and Raina.
On March 7th, 2018 in Dayton, Ohio, and what we will be talking about today is why all colleges are not free in the U.S.
People with a lot of money can go around to colleges and share some of the money with the colleges that really need it for the students that can't afford the college so they can get a higher education, so they can get a good paying job, so they can give back to the community, maybe one day do the same for the person who gave the college money and give them back the college and to give them the college education.
There are some colleges that use Pay It Forward program, which is a tuition-free education in exchange for a percentage of future earnings. There are so many people that are in poverty because having to pay for your kids to go into college, and most of the time people end up in debt because of having to pay for college just so their kids can get a good college education so that they can get a good enough paying job so they don't end up in poverty or debt. There are some colleges that use Pay It Forward program, which is a tuition-free education in exchange for a percentage of future earnings. There are so many people that are in poverty because having to pay for your kids to go into college, and most of the time people end up in debt because of having to pay for college just so their kids can get a good college education so that they can get a good enough paying job so they don't end up in poverty or debt.
There are many other countries in the world it is free to go to college, like Norway, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, and Slovenia. But in the U.S., for 4 years of private college, it is $32,000, and for public college, it is $10,000. The colleges should really lower their prices for college books, because for one book, it can be up to $200 on top of college tuition and food for college students. There are many other countries in the world it is free to go to college, like Norway, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, and Slovenia. But in the U.S., for 4 years of private college, it is $32,000, and for public college, it is $10,000. The colleges should really lower their prices for college books, because for one book, it can be up to $200 on top of college tuition and food for college students.
What can help with the cost of colleges is the president can tax people who are millionaires and billionaires more so that college kids can have more money to use on college students who can't afford college. What can help with the cost of colleges is the president can tax people who are millionaires and billionaires more so that college kids can have more money to use on college students who can't afford college.
One thing that can be done to help make more colleges and schools become affordable for people in poverty is applying for FAFSA and applying for scholarships. Financial aid and scholarships are really the only way to get free money for colleges. That is, even if you get into the college, most kids in the future won't be able to get a job, because by 2020, 65% of jobs will require post-secondary education for the position. One thing that can be done to help make more colleges and schools become affordable for people in poverty is applying for FAFSA and applying for scholarships. Financial aid and scholarships are really the only way to get free money for colleges. That is, even if you get into the college, most kids in the future won't be able to get a job, because by 2020, 65% of jobs will require post-secondary education for the position. College students spend more than $1,200 each year on books at community colleges. That makes up 39% of the total cost of tuition. College students spend more than $1,200 each year on books at community colleges. That makes up 39% of the total cost of tuition.
This has been Poverty with Amber, Dylan, and Raina. You know what they say. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.